Iraqi army and the Iraqi cabinet in partnership with all segments of Iraqi public. This is first violation. He failed, and with this, even the Iraqi, other Iraqi Shia communities are very, very upset. Now, let's come back to, so why this issue? As we said, in practice, since 2005, Kurdistan region producing oil, its oil and signing contracts. Most contracts go to 2005. Why the problem now? I think the problem is now is this. Maliki, in the last term, he is trying to centralize his power. Now, and moreover, Maliki has decided, although Iraq is supposed to be a neutral country in the conflict in Syria, Maliki government have decided to be with the Syrian regime. This is the regime which Maliki has said in the past, sending terrorists to Iraq to kill Iraqis. So he's putting,
I think he's shifting to another subject.
On Kurdistan
moving
regional
away
government
from the main
to
subject.
Be a part
now you,
of that
now
scheme.
We're getting involved
which Kurdistan
and
regional government, I'm sorry, you said your point,
now.
You have
you're
to listen. This is
issue.
A this
you're
is a fairness.
Away from
you
the
should
topic.
Listen now.
You're running
it's
away
a,
from
you
the
said
topic.
Your point.
You're running away from the topic, which is the major violations
okay, this
of,
is one. And,
of the Iraqi
the other
constitution,
is,
and you're
Maliki
trying
government.
To
listen,
pass the buck and say it's
Iraq,
Maliki's responsibility, when according to the Iraqi constitution,
ministry,
if I can make my point,
officials are appointed
you have to listen,
by,
also,
the, by Maliki
listen.
Himself
right,
and his stooges in the government. He wants to extend that power to Kurdistan region. Kurdistan region has no problem with the central government. The Kurds' representation in the army used to be 35 in 2005, and now Maliki has
Kurdish
expelled,
region now
alienated,
is acting
forced
as
out.
An independent
now, Iraqi,
country in
the
all but name. It has been
in the
receiving,
Iraqi army.
If you don't stop, I'm going to talk over you.
I'm sorry, you're both talking on top of each other. Nothing is at this point clear. Let me come in here, gentlemen. If I may, come in here. Finally, so hold on to your thoughts. Professor,
the
if you can hold on to your thoughts, I'd like to ask you a question. I'd like to ask you a question, Al-Tanali. Al-Tanali, if I may have your attention.
It is not an issue of Shia or Sunnis. It is a dictatorship trying to...
He's talking not
okay, I'd like to come in. Zainal Issa, hold on. Atman Ali.
The Iraqi people
Atman Ali, let me have your attention. Atman Ali, I'd like to ask you a question. The reports that have come out that saying that Israel has been one of the customers of this oil, along with the United States. Why is Israel buying oil from... the Kurdistan region,
he'll
through Turkey.
He'll obviously deny everything. He will deny everything.
You know what?
He is not interested in listening
all,
to the
I
other
would
point
like to
of
say
view.
That,
and that is the main characteristics of a
most
dictatorship.
International
hold on.
In that,
can I get an answer from you?
In Iraq and in Kurdistan. I don't know. You address the question to me or Issa. Issa doesn't seem to be able to listen.
Well,
and this is, he lives in London, and he should
really
understand. This is
very
a very
rich.
Basic principle. You give your the other
rich
side the right
to,
while I'm talking, you remind me to the Baptist practice.
Shown the
when they were,
to
when you talk, they talk. They don't
you
listen.
You
and
Issa
is
mouthpiece.
Just an example.
You are
reminds me of the Baptist
of
when they were ruling Iraq.
Ending
you ask me about the Israel. So would you kindly silence him so that I can answer your question?
No. You need to silence now. You need to be silent now, and you need to listen.
Okay, I'd like to, I like to have
to Israel,
both guests,
as
if you can,
said,
please.
I was about to
let
say,
me get your attention
okay, well,
here. I'm going to ask this question again. Atman Ali.
I am an academist.
Atman Ali, if I may just have your attention. Zainal Issa, please stand by.
Like
I'm asking the same question. Atman Ali, let me ask you this.
It puts me down as an academic.
No. That's not really in the forum here about putting characters down.
Excuse me,
down.
You're putting down
Zainal Issa, hold on to your thoughts.
Ali,
I'm going to ask this question again. Zainal Issa, I'm going to ask you to please just hold on to your thoughts there. Atman Ali, let me ask you, the reports that have come out surfacing that Israel has been a buyer of this oil from Kurdistan, whether it's through Turkey or not, what reaction do you have? What statements do you have to that? And also the fact that the U.S. has been a customer of this oil.
Yeah, you know, I'm a professor of Kurdish history and politics. This is an old propaganda which has been always spitted out by consecutive regimes to really demonize the Kurdish people as an agent and Kurdistan as a second Israel. Whenever they have a problem with democracy, whenever they are unable to address Kurdish people's need, I have to tell you, this is an utter nonsense. It has really no
Israel
basis.
Has come out and announced
Israel
that. I'm not too sure where you're going with this.
A power, political interests in many Arab countries and in Kurdistan. Israel is not. Israel is very smart. They don't do such an open deals with the Kurdistan.
They've come out
and
announced it.
Kurdistan government will not do this. They know that, and there are many buyers for Kurdistan oil. They don't need it to sell it to the Israel.
Well, they have.
But
though.
This is an old propaganda.
But they have, and that's what
whenever
I'm asking you.
Whenever the Iraqi government's unable to address Kurdish peoples and. Isa, I will tell you, and the presenter of the you will very soon realize this is a propaganda, and Kurdistan government has a lot of international oil companies lining up to buy Kurdistan because it's very prosperous fields for oil and gas production. So they don't need to sell it to Israel. And even Israel,
well, you don't seem to want to accept the fact the report
not,
has come out. So I'm going to ask you, Zaid Ali, what's your reaction to the fact that Israel has been a buyer of this?
Really
nonsense. It has no basis.
He is fully incapable of listening.
Go ahead, Zaid Ali.
Well, first of all, I mean, any academic who respects people, who would give them the chance to respond to his points. He is totally incapable of listening. And I wonder whether he is a formal mouthpiece of Masoud Barzani, because what he has reiterated and gone on and on about is the simple message propagated by Masoud Barzani, who refused adamantly and defiantly to listen to the will of the Kurdish people by actually subjecting and going through a presidential elections as the constitution of Kurdistan stipulates, rather than extend his mandate and shove himself down the throat of the Kurdish people. He has been extending, accumulating and monopolizing power at the expense of the PUK, taking advantage of the absence of Jalal al-Talabani, who was a moderate and a wise man who wanted always to pursue negotiations and reconciliation with the Iraqi central government. Now, let me tell you why Masoud Barzani has politically taken this political move and has gone through the step of exporting officially and formally through Turkey. Now, this has happened, comes hard on the heels of the Iraqi general elections, which have clearly demonstrated and beyond the shadow of doubt that Maliki has a commanding seismic lead and has turned out to be the first and the front runner to actually reestablish a new Iraqi government. What Masoud Barzani has tried to do is to forestall any and to thwart any attempts of actually forging an alliance between one of the political blocs, namely the PUK, with the state of the law in order to represent the Kurdish interest. And that's why the Kurdish government, which have actually been trying to forge or hammer out a compromise government in Kurdistan, which has been forestalled and has been incapable of doing that for now 8 months, have suddenly come up with a compromise solution in order to enable Masoud Barzani to stave off and prevent any of the political entities to actually speak out and represent the Kurdish voice within any negotiations that is going to be forthcoming between the state of the law and the Kurdish representative.
Zaid Ali, I need to get a reaction from Adnan Ali. I'm sorry, Zaid Ali, hold on. Adnan Ali, is that what the Kurdistan government wants? Do they want a compromise or do they want autonomy?
Exchanging accusation will not help. Let's say something which will defuse the crisis. And in my understanding, we need to find a formula. Iraqi people, whether Kurds, Shia, Sunni, Arabs, are going to be hurt by what is going on. Any escalation of this crisis. So let's look at some solutions. I would suggest that the Kurdistan regional government suggested a format called COMO, where an Iraqi representative from SOMO company, you know, SOMO is the international company which sells Iraqi, the Iraqi national company, which markets and sells Iraqi company. and Kurdistan Regional Government said, let's form a regional company which will have a representative from Baghdad in it, in the name of COMO. Maliki government, unfortunately, refused that. I think that is one solution. Another solution, I would suggest the Islamic Republic, which has a very good leverage on both Kurdish governments, Kurdistan regional government, and Maliki government. I think they are more credible to also call both representatives from both governments to Tehran or come back and meet them and try to find a formula. Because
okay, then let me get a reaction from Zed Alisa. I'm sorry to jump in. Zed Alisa, is that a feasible solution, bringing in the Islamic Republic as a mediator between the Kurdistan region and the local government there?
I think this is the best solution.
Well, I cannot respond when he's still ongoing. He's talking.
No, go ahead. Well, he's not talking right now. Go ahead.
The response. The response to that is very simple. You cannot negotiate and claim that you are negotiating in good faith while you're still violating the Iraqi constitution by formally exporting Iraqi oil through Turkey, where Turkey is benefiting it out of it by again breaking the international norms in violation of also the agreements between the Iraqi government in Turkey in a concerted relentless effort that we have witnessed from Turkey in coordination with Saudi Arabia in Qatar to dramatically weaken the central government and destabilize Iraq. Let's not forget that one of the ultimate priorities has been to weaken the central government, which is again a central government which represents the Kurds. Now, your guest has been over and over again referring to it as Maliki's government.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I gotta jump in. Unfortunately, we're fresh out of time.
Zed Alisa,
I apologize. Thank you very much. Zed Alisa there, talking to us from London. He's an Iraq affairs expert. And I'd like to thank our guest, who's a professor at Erbil University, Othman Ali. I wish we had more time to discuss this further with both of our guests. Unfortunately, we don't. Thank you for watching another edition of The Debate. Any questions or comments, newsroom@presstv.ir. For me, Kavitahwe, and the entire team in the capital, Tehran, it's goodbye.